This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another edition of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Look at your radio right now. Where is it? 550 K-Fire, Voice of the Northern Plains. Don't ever change the channel. Rip the knob off.
Right.
Lock it in. Put a piece of tape over the changer, whatever you got to do.
Yeah, I was going to say, you are old because not everybody has knobs anymore, but
yeah,
sadly.
AM 1100, The Flag. 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley. Got it there? Don't ever leave. KTGO, 1090 radio. The Flag in the Bakken. Don't change. Okay? KLTC, 1460. On your radio dial, right there. iHeartMedia app. However you're listening, we have podcasts. You can subscribe to those at What's On Your Mind Radio.com so you never miss a program. We have some listeners from Hazen, North Dakota, that actually joined us in New York City, Bill and Laurel Twight. And the Twights are volunteering and doing some work at the state legislature, working in the Senate chamber. And Laurel sent me a note the other day saying, we love this, but we miss you. And I had to remind them, well, we're replayed 7 and 9. You can listen at night after the long day in the legislature. You can subscribe to the podcast. There's other ways to tune into the program. So please do. We'd appreciate it very much. I want to get right to a question here today on the program related to Donald Trump. Donald Trump yesterday continued down the path of doing something very detrimental to a long-standing, very esteemed body in the United States of America. He is relentless in his truth-telling to this particular esteemed body, and he doesn't much care if he ruffles any feathers amongst these folks. Which is rather interesting. And I'm curious if you like it. Should Donald Trump keep doing exactly what he's doing and how he's doing it? Or should Donald Trump, as he inches 1 week from tomorrow to transitioning from candidate, president-elect, to the 45th president of the United States? Because let's be honest. When Todd and I get behind the microphone here on What's On Your Mind, it's a lot more likely we are talking to the representative group of folks who elected this president than is, Brian Williams or, Scott Pelley or, whoever these days is on. How bad is that? I don't even know who the evening anchors are anymore. Because Brian Williams got bounced, right? So he's not NBC anymore.
He still should have gone to SNL every Saturday night and
but you get my point. Those people are not talking to the people that decided enough already. I want my country back. Newspapers, when they go talk to advertisers,
we have an audience that is large and this and that, but it's out of touch. Your audience is out of touch.
Your audience didn't say enough already. We want Donald Trump. This audience did. This audience said, I want to take America back. I want to make it great again. Had enough. So that's why I am honestly more interested in what you think rather than just the general public, because you get it. Should he keep doing exactly what he's doing? Now, here's what he did yesterday, in case you missed it. And, Rev, we can find this, I guess, but I'm sure everybody's heard it by now. Jim Acosta, the guy's name is a reporter from CNN, and this guy from CNN and also a website, non-traditional media source called BuzzFeed, very liberal, had got a hold of some documents that were part of an effort to discredit Donald Trump during the campaign, suggesting there was a Russian plan to compromise him. In other words, they were going to make him an operative of Russia. And they had collected a dossier on him that supposedly had him doing all kinds of terrible things with a prostitute and, you know, a bunch of... But anyway, none of it was true. It was fake news. And CNN and BuzzFeed reported on it. So there was a press conference yesterday at Trump Tower, and Donald Trump says, no, I'm not taking your question. No, 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 I'm not taking your question. You're being rude. Stop. I'm going to this guy. And it turned into just a whole hubbub. CNN, there were no seating assignments. Very unusual when it comes to a presidential campaign or a presidential, you know, certainly the presidency. Very unusual, right? Because Barack Obama had Ed Schultz in the front seat. Remember that? What was that about? If we call on him, we'll get a suck-up question. That's how they all do it. They're not doing it that way anymore. So guess what? CNN gets up at some ridiculous hour in the morning and has, like, I don't know, seven or eight people in the front seat out of the, you know, 20 seats or something, thinks for sure they're going to get a question. They actually did get a question, but the reporter that reported this garbage didn't, and Trump shouted him down. And so it was a bit of mayhem for a while, where there was a bunch of yelling back and forth and screaming. Now, some people play the card, oh, no, decorum, my Lord, you can't be rude to people. You can't do that to somebody. So here's my question to you. Was it rude for CNN and BuzzFeed to put this trash out before it was sourced? And I guess this stuff's been floating around between reporters and John McCain. A lot of people had it for a long time. They'd give it over to the FBI. Not true. Was that rude? Or was it rude for Donald Trump to say, no, I'm not taking your question. Stop. I'm going to this guy. Which of the two is more rude? I love what Donald Trump's doing, because guess what, folks? The media, the mainstream media, the legacy media, the old media, they're dead. They're done. They're over. Media and journalism, as you know it, is on its way out. And guess what, folks? It's happening here, too. This just isn't a national Washington, D.C., New York City kind of thing. It's happening right here, too, right now. This is going to sound self-serving. It's not meant to. Find 50 people in the know as it pertains to the Dakota Access Pipeline. I'm talking about law enforcement and mayors and elected leaders and, emergency management officials, governor's staff, lieutenant governor. Find 50 folks the closest associated to the Dakota Access Pipeline site and ask them, if you had to rank by level of accuracy the information on the Dakota Access Pipeline, where did you get it? Folks, newspapers are at the bottom of that list. Television stations are at the bottom of that list. Traditional media sources are at the bottom of that list. Not accurate. Poorly done. Talk about compromised. A lot of young reporters were compromised or, you know, fearful to ask any kind of tough questions. It was embarrassing. Guess what I hope and believe would be at the top? What we did right here, and one of the blogs, not a blog that happens to be owned by Forum Communications, so it has a mainstream media tint to it, but someone that is, you know, at least digging a little bit. Journalistic standards from a blogger. I bet you anything that's what they say. So it's over. It really is. And you know what? Nothing excites me more. Nothing excites me more. I think it's absolutely fantastic. So I think Trump ought to keep doing it, because it's a industry in need of cleansing. But, you know, he does that in a lot of things. He tweets. He says things about companies that are taking their jobs elsewhere. He says things about countries that are, not doing things that he would consider in the best interest of, negotiating or dealing with the United States of America. Is he wrong? Should he stop, or should he keep on doing what he's doing? Dean and Bismarck, please answer that question for me.
I love it. I love it every time I hear Trump go after those guys and just tell them where to go and put them in their place and not take any crap of theirs and just let them have it. That's the best thing for them guys to do, somebody give them their garbage back to them. It's so great to hear of somebody out there that does that to those guys, to those news reporters. I could watch it all day long. Thank you.
I got to ask you one other thing.
Okay.
If he were to soften, if you will, and be a little more diplomatic about these things and tone down the rhetoric, would you be disappointed?
Yes. Why should he? They can do any dang thing they want, and we're supposed to just sit back there and let them cut everybody down and do what they want. And as soon as somebody comes after them, oh, they're hurting me. Man, it's so great that he's up there and just give it all to them. They deserve it, every bit.
I love it, Dean. Thanks for the call. And I believe you share the sentiment of many. Texter says, yes, he needs to keep it up. That's why he won. He sticks up for himself. He sticks up for America. Another texter, keep it up, Trump. It's about time someone gives the leftist media a dose of their own medicine. 90% of the media is anti-right. Text, he's not going to change. Never. How about you? Would you? Interesting. 800-228-0550 with your answers. Call us. 258-0550 or text right here.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
It's time to save you money with Titan Outlet Store. Guaranteed iron at outlet prices. Online at TitanOutletStore.com. You tell them Scott sent you, they'll take 11% off the price. 11%. Look at this deal right here. It's a $159,000 item. It's a 2012 New Holland T8-390 with 968-hour sharp tractor, 340 horsepower, loaded up, 18-speed Ford, 4-speed reverse, 3-point quick hitch, all Michelin tires, 11% off. TitanOutletStore.com. TitanOutletStore.com or call 218-233-3700. Hi, Scott Hannon from What's On Your Mind. Inviting you to join my wife Maria and I and our entire family as we tour beautiful Norway. June 19th through July 2nd, a midnight sun celebration tour. See the fjords, hundreds of waterfalls, and the majestic mountains. Our guide, the one and only Carol Juven. He's been to Norway 153 times. So, Carol, where are you going to take us?
We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar and the Olympic city of Lillehammer. See you. The most spectacular mountains and scenery in the world, including Geiranger, Stalheim, and, of course, Bergen.
And I understand there's some fjords in our future, too, right?
There are 122 fjords in your future.
Come join us to enjoy the best of Norway. Space is limited. Call 1-800-343-0093, and Carol will send you a complete packet of information. 800-343-0093 is that telephone number. Welcome along. Let's go to Norway.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendeman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
What's on your mind at 20 past the hour? Joe says, keep sticking it to these hacks. I loved it and was laughing and cheering the entire time. Speaking of Donald Trump yesterday at the press conference, he's okay with it staying just as exactly as it is, okay? 701-226-8503 if you want to text Todd, the radio god Mitchell. He has his smartphone right there in his hand. Ready to relay your information right to us here. So 701 226-8503. You can also call us at 800-228-0550. That's 800-228-0550. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. It's cold outside. Really cold outside.
Well, wow.
Imagine if somebody said, power's off. And it wasn't somebody that said it. It was just something that caused it. Boom. Your power's out. It's out for an hour. It's out for 6 hours. Getting a little cool in here. Out for 12, 24. The reliability of energy where we live is a life or death proposition. Extremes, cold and hot, life or death. The affordability is the difference of jobs and growth and building out communities and more opportunities. Both are very important. Both are under attack, the affordability and the reliability, through the current regulatory enterprise that is after this industry. This industry, lignite, coal, is all about all energy sources being utilized. Many of the others, not many, a few of the others, are about eliminating coal, putting a big target on the back of coal. So I think it is very important. I know it's very important. I hope you believe it's important to engage in this issue, and you can at SecureEnergyFuture.org, SecureEnergyFuture.org. Wade in Williston, what's on your mind?
Hey, I totally agree with Trump doing what he's doing with the media, and I think he's going to continue to do it because I don't think it's an act. I think if he was acting and just playing along, I think once he becomes president, he'd let it go. But we've had to put up with 8 years of this administration and the liberal media feeding off each other's egos for power and money and political influence, and I think it's time for it to be over.
Yeah, I think you're right, by the way, in the act thing. I don't think this is showbiz.
No.
I think it's pretty real. And he came to the podium yesterday hot about it. He was hot. Here's another piece I failed to mention. He has an attorney that's worked for him for a lot of years. He's on Sean Hannity's show a lot, and I think his friends with Sean. His name is Michael Cohen. In this dossier, this fake news dossier that CNN and BuzzFeed had, they had alleged that Michael Cohen had been in Russia, right? So Trump tells a story right at the beginning of the press conference. I hear about this all day long, all night long. You guys are reporting this stuff, smearing this man's name. So I ask him, bring me your passport. Never been to New York. So totally, yep. Totally discredited. Now, BuzzFeed is the website this started with, and both CNN and BuzzFeed reported different parts of it. I think CNN reported that it was out there. BuzzFeed actually printed the whole, whatever the file was, okay? And what's interesting is that BuzzFeed defends this by saying, well, everybody knew about it. Not everybody, I should say. Their argument is, hey, John McCain knew about it. Harry Reid knew about it. Every news organization knew about it. But you didn't know about it. The general public didn't know about it. And we didn't think that was right. What do you think of that defense, Wade? That somehow, this is, people in the know have it. So why shouldn't the general public have?
Right, exactly. Well, I think the whole thing shows a huge hint of desperation on the liberal side, literally making up this news to try to delegitimize Trump's future presidency.
That's what's really going on. That's the whole media establishment and the elite establishment. They are throwing everything in their power, and the folks are very, very good at this. They really know how to do it well. You know, the whole Cory Booker thing on opposing Jeff Sessions because of supposedly some racially charged comments that he's made in his past. The idea is, Cory Booker, you're black, you're from New Jersey, you got to get out there and you got to be the guy. That's how they work. That's how they roll. You know, so,
absolutely.
And mind you, now they unearth, comments from Cory Booker complimenting Jeff Sessions and talking about how it was an honor to work with him on other race issues. But all of a sudden now, see, it's, I got to be they're just very good. But the media establishment, to your point, Wade, they're doing exactly that. They're doing exactly that. This is, hey, this guy doesn't like us, so we got to take him down and we got to delegitimize him day one. Plant that seed in the minds of voters. Interesting take. Thanks, Wade. Appreciate it very much. Let's see here. Bravo to Trump for finally holding the mainstream media accountable, says a texter. I hope his attitude spreads to every level of government. The bias and fake news epidemic has gone on for too long. All right. Commissioner Ryan Rauschenberger today released the 2016 third quarter taxable sales and purchases report. You ready? Taxable sales and purchases were $4.625 billion for July, August, and September of 2016. 20% drop over those months in 2015. You understand what I'm saying? In July, August, and September of 2016, we bought 20% less stuff than we did a year prior. And by the way, we're finding that out in January of 2017. That was a text from Todd. No travel advisory lifted for northwestern North Dakota. Text from Todd. Todd, do you feel I feel a need to have to text me when we're in the same room? You can't even, you know, is it just one of those kind of kids thing? You just want me to say this stuff, don't you?
Yeah. That's what people do. I mean, yeah.
They do, yeah. Hey, do you want to go get something to eat? You could have just asked me. We're right here. Never mind. North Dakota Department of Transportation and the North Dakota Highway Patrol have lifted the no-travel advisory for northwestern North Dakota. So Williston, Watford City, Crosby, and Stanley, still no picnic. But portions of central and northeastern North Dakota have a – oh, wait a minute here. The no-travel advisory for northwestern – that's Williston, Watford City, Crosby, Stanley lifted, but it's still a little rough out there. There is still a no-travel advisory in portions of central and northeastern North Dakota, that due to the blowing and drifting snow, the hazardous driving conditions. That would be Jamestown, Valley City, Ellendale, Devil's Lake, Grand Forks, Drayton, Minot, and surrounding areas. Motorists in those areas should not travel as blowing snow and drifting snow is creating near zero visibility and hazardous driving conditions. Robert in Kildare, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yes, I have 2 points I want to make, and one of them is that, you know, the American public has spoken. You know, they want change. They want to move away from Obama's policies, but the Democrats won't accept that. So in some ways, this is good for us because they're not going to wake up when it comes time to vote again the next time in 4 years. They still won't have it right because they just want to blame this on the Russians and their hacking and, you know, that kind of stuff. They can't fathom that the policies they have, you know, we, the public, do not want. And the other thing that's interesting is, so what if the Russians did hack and they put all this information out there? We didn't see Hillary denying any of this, you know, the things that came out. These things seem to be true. Why didn't our own government and why didn't our own media uncover these, you know, type things? Why did we have to have the Russians do it? You know,
are we that bad? You raise some very good points, Robert. Very good points. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. By the way, I would say the same thing on Obamacare. They just continue to defend it. That's the political loser, if you ask me.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, Icon Geeks on site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair
repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company. 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
USA, helping America fuel better. If you stop in there today, they have some great deals. The Kellogg's protein bars are $1.09 each. Great deal. If you have no willpower, you can go with the Godiva chocolate bar for 89 cents each, or the Mars brand king size candy bars for 89 cents too. And of course, that 4 for $4 deal all day, every day is fantastic. Hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 20 ounce drink, 2 cookies, 4 items for $4 all day, every day. At PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Mark Sunloff will be here. He's the State Historical Society of North Dakota Museum Division Director next hour to talk about the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. And he's looking for unbiased display at some point. And wants, he said a burned-out car and no dapple signs and things from both sides. We talked about this earlier in the week. Wasn't real fond of it. Chris Berg and I from the 630 Point of View, Valley News Live, debated that. Chris will be here, too, coming up in a little bit. And we're tracking down some folks that were at yesterday's meeting with Doug Burgum and area residents about the 155 days today, 155 days of a living hell. Can you imagine a protest that was getting worldwide coverage that crossed over from protest to lawlessness to riots to just outright, thugs doing all kinds of horrific things from burning bridges to, pulling fence posts and trespassing and taking on dogs and requiring literally nose-to-nose encounter with law enforcement to get off of private land and in your backyard? Just imagine what these folks have gone through. So look forward to chatting with the folks that were there. We're hoping to do that still today. Margie and Mandan, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Hi, Margie.
Good morning. What I'm calling about is I was just appalled this morning when I got my paper and the Trump concedes on hacking, and it says in here that the hour-long spectacle in the marbled lobby of Trump's Manhattan skyscraper, that was absolutely so unnecessary and such media bias that I slammed the paper down on my counter. I'm figuring, what are these people trying to do? what? They want to sabotage everything before he even gets to be president. I thought that was one of the worst biased articles that I have ever read about Trump. I see no logical sense in that at all.
So tell me this. What do you do when you read in that case, that article upsets you. You recognize the bias right away. You don't like it. What do you do then? Do you ignore that media source? What I get a kick out of is that, and I've done this, I'm not being critical of anyone else other than myself, to say, I don't know how many times I've read articles in the front page of newspapers that make my blood boil, that is ridiculous bias, that is just liberal nonsense, that I guess some editor agreed with, so it gets there and it's there, things that are wrong, and yet, you know, why do we keep buying it? I mean, do you ever at some point say, I'm not going to spend a penny on that? I'm going to write a letter about it? I'm going to do something about it? Or we just expect it because it's always there?
Well, I called you.
You
and
did.
As far as not subscribing to the Tribune, we've been Tribune subscribers for probably at least 50 years. And back when the carrier would knock on your door and you would give him money. And I hate to get rid of it because I like the local stuff. So we will continue at the Tribune, although I don't like it. But I do make phone calls and I do emails to the Tribune telling them that I think that this was just absolutely awful.
Well, good for you. I would do that. I think if you didn't see any improvement, I would start to think you're being a sucker by just complaining about it and them never hearing it and fixing it and then you continuing to pay. What do they got to lose? I think at some point, I'm not one of these kind of people that says, I don't like that. I'm boycotting that. I'm not. But I'm saying at some point, and it happened to us in our house, I had been a subscriber to the form of Fargo Moorhead forever, worked for the company, respect the leadership there. But they have a reporter there. Her name is Robin Huebner. She's kind of the Lauren Donovan of Fargo, where you just know you're going to get, you know, her bent on it. It's basically, front page commentary rather than news. And it was about when Shanley High School led the March for Life. So here you have this, the largest demonstration every year in Washington, D.C., the biggest one. You don't ever hear about this in the national media, but is hundreds of thousands of kids that come from all across the country to do what? To protest Roe versus Wade, to stand up around the anniversary of Roe versus Wade and said, this is wrong. You can't end innocent life, okay? It's their First Amendment right. Their kids are doing it. They're coming from all over the country at great expense, cost, a discomfort in buses and everything else, right? And so they have a long history of doing this at Shanley High School, been doing it for a long time. And my phone all of a sudden is giving me directions. I've never asked for directions. And Siri, go to sleep. So anyway, something I said made Siri... What? She said, getting directions to Royal Liquors. What, is something I said or what?
Wow.
I don't know.
Who's hacking your phone, the Russians?
I think Siri thinks I'm drunk. I don't know what the deal is. But anyway, or should
tell Siri to go to hell, see what Siri does. That'd be kind of funny.
Should we try that? Hey Siri. Todd says, go to heck.
There's no place called it.
She just said, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Yeah, I blame it on you.
Heck, that's the problem.
Yeah. So, Margie, anyway, what I was saying is, guess what the reporter did? So, in this case, hundreds of kids were going. I think they took the whole school. They honestly did. They took the whole school to Washington, D.C., and the school led the banner. By the way, University of Mary is doing it this year, and we're going to be there. We're going to follow all the students and staff and faculty from the University of Mary as part of that. Later this month. But the story, if you're the Fargo Forum, is holy buckets, a whole school is going to Washington, D.C., and they are leading this annual event that's a big deal that hundreds of thousands of people come to, right? That's the story. Guess what they do? They find a mom who says it's a bad idea that they're doing this because her daughter doesn't want to go and she cannot go. That's part of the process. You don't have to go, but she feels bad not going because the other kids are going. That's the story. That's the story they write. I was done. I've never paid another cent to the Fargo Forum after that very moment. Because to me, this at some point, you've just got to go, are you kidding me? Are you really kidding me? This bias is... So I think you're doing the right thing, but at some point, I'd say, maybe I just got to be done with this. You know?
Well, maybe I will, but if I can just give you one more quick biased story, is I called Heidi Heitkamp's office to ask her to please vote for Pruitt for EPA. And as soon as I said, I'm Margie and gave him my last name from Mandan, North Dakota, and I have a request of Heidi Heitkamp on voting, immediately they hung up on me. So,
are you kidding me?
No, I am absolutely 100% telling you that that is exactly what happened to me.
Thank you for calling, Margie. We will let the senator know what you think about the vote on Pruitt. Nothing. Hang up. I mean, so did they get your information enough to know that you were saying vote for Pruitt and your name and
that was about it. You know, and. Never allowed me to continue. I wanted to tell her that I was a voter and that I'm following what she's doing, and then they hung up.
Wow.
They just literally hung up.
Yeah, I didn't want to hear it. And that's really sad, number one, that you treat North Dakotans like that. Number two, you know, Senator Heitkamp does not provide access to the general public, the people that voted for her in the forums we provide here, just you know, that Congressman Kramer, an hour a week, Senator Hovind, are happy to take. So if I did nothing, I mean, if I already did that, where I'm a little, you know, media shy because I'm concerned about folks in North Dakota that don't agree with me, I certainly would have my telephones answered by people who have a little more, you know, charm, if we will.
And they answered the phone so nice. You know, good morning, Heidi Heitkamp's office. And then it was just a hang-up.
Go for Pruitt. Wow.
You
should try this, Marge. You should call and say, I would like her to be the voice against Pruitt. I'd want her to take him on, take every other Trump nominee on. Would you do... And then you'd probably get a bouquet of roses, I'm guessing. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sure. But, you know, we're just going to have to keep our heads held high waiting for a better day. And
we've got a better day. Yeah, we've got a better day. There's no doubt about it. But the media, that's what I mean. They're getting their due here. That's what's happening with Trump. That's the good thing here. Margie, appreciate the call. Nice chatting with you. 800-228-0550. Sorry for the interruption from Siri. She's fired. Off-air call that came in here. Better go ahead and roll that, Todd.
First of all, I used to think that Texas was the bastion of conservatism, and it's gone away. And so really, truly, North Dakota is. We have a different point of view than the rest of the world, and it's usually logical and real and applicable. But, you know, that's the other thing. We play by the rules. When you talk about what do you do about it, well, I do. I vote with my pocketbook as much as possible. I don't go watch Drew Barrymore, for an example, whatever. But anyway, we need to be proactive. We need to play the chess game the way they're playing it if we want to truly save this country, because we're playing by the rules and we're getting our asses kicked. Bye.
We do need to realize we're in a chess game. I'll give you that. I don't think we're getting our rear ends kicked, though. I don't. I think we could, and we have in the past. I think that's where Trump changes everything. In other words, I don't like the fact that Donald Trump has to shout down a reporter. But you know what? I'm glad he did. I'm glad he told Hillary Clinton when she tried to make a joke about Abe Lincoln and said, yeah, well, he never told a lie. Unlike you, you know, in a debate. I mean, because all of us think that. So the guy says it. I guess we're just going to be in for a time where it's a say it like it is era. More coming up.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance.
Winter months have the most crashes and pose unique safety risks and hazards for drivers. This week's Safety Minute features Kelly Lieben, a major with the Burley County Sheriff's Department, giving tips to keep you safe this winter season.
It's surprising how many cars you'll see during a period of blowing snow or fog, just any type of limited visibility where they're driving without headlights. And so I think that's probably the two things people can do to protect themselves. Slow down and make yourself more visible to the other drivers on the roadway. Be careful. Slow down. If you don't have to drive during adverse weather, stay home. Nobody's life is worth getting someplace. So just monitor what's going on with the weather and follow that speed limit.
For more winter driving safety tips, go to www.ndsc.org/home and community. That's ndsc.org.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Back on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, and I want to tell you about MyPillow, because it's the best pillow on planet Earth, and the four for one deal continues. I want you to know about that, too, because they normally don't let us do that deal much past Christmas. And if you've heard us talk about that deal, and you want that deal, and you put it off, and I'll get to it, I want to it, I don't want it to go away before you do it. So I would suggest you do it. Let me tell you what Julia told us, one of our fine listeners. She said, I am so in love, and so in love was in caps, with MyPillow. I used to have trouble sleeping, so I bought a new bed, which is awesome. But then I got my two pillows. They rocked my world. I don't ever want to get out of bed. Thank you, Mr. MyPillow dude. You rock my world. How about that? It's fabulous. The best premium offer ever is the four-pack special, where you get two premium pillows, the best you can get, okay? Two go-anywhere pillows, a savings of $179. When we tell you about an offer here with the promo code Scott, we're talking about the premium pillow, which you can't buy in stores, which is the best you can buy, okay? And the four-pack is the two premiums and the two go-anywhere pillows, a savings of $179. No kidding. 800-506-9028, the toll-free telephone number just for our listeners, or MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Go ahead and roll that call that came in during the break here. Todd?
Good morning. Hey, Scott, I got a request that you ask our new governor, Doug Burgum, to come on your show frequently so we can, you know, do like we're doing with Mr. Kramer and Hovind and I guess that's all I was doing. Anyway, could you please ask him to come on when he's got some time? I know he's got some dust to settle there to get settled in, but it'd be nice to hear, listen to him a little bit and give him a question. Have a good day. She's ugly out here.
Did he say the governor was ugly? I don't know if he's going to listen to his
request.
No, she's
ugly out here.
Oh, I see the weather. Yeah, okay, all right.
Driving.
Now I got it.
Well, I guess I don't know how he feels about how Doug Burgum looks. I don't know if he has an opinion.
Matt Repti is our producer, and if you could pull that call that just came in, let's play that tomorrow for Governor Dalrymple. So we'll get Governor Burgum. I can't get away from saying Governor Dalrymple. Sorry. We'll get
Siri take over the show if you keep it up.
Exactly. We'll have the governor answer that, who will be on with us tomorrow on What's on Your Mind, okay? Listener says, hey guys, I know how Margie feels. Sounds like just what happened to when I try to call the flag. What happens to me, didn't he mean to say? He's just skipping an important word in this conversation. I'll throw it in there for him. Sounds just like what happens to me when I try to call the flag, or what's on your mind. Is he saying we hang up on him? Soon as I give my name, click, the line goes dead. Been going on for a year, if not longer. So, Manny, you take a lot of calls in this program, and we love calls. Honestly, we do. We call the show What's on Your Mind because this show is about you and what's on your mind, and, you know, throw something out there to talk about. You call in. If you want to talk about something completely different, you can, right? Have you ever hung up on anybody after you heard their name, Manny?
Nope.
This guy says it happens, been going on for a year, if not longer. As soon as I get my line, click, the line goes down. I think we have a little paranoia sitting in here. Let's make it easy.
Or a very old phone or something.
Yeah, I don't know. But
typically what happens, especially during What's on Your Mind, because it's on the network, because we distribute the show to various stations around North Dakota, there's sort of a network buffer that the callers have to go through because they're calling into the network line. Because when they dial the 800-228-0550, that routes it over to where I am in Minneapolis.
Right, that's where it says thank you for calling or whatever, and it comes to them. But he's saying somebody hears their name. That'd only be you. Nobody else would take their name.
Well, I guess once you put them on hold, there's probably some sort of click or something, right?
I don't know, but tell you what, we'll call that person and just make it easy for them and remove any doubt.
There we go. Sure.
Yeah, happy to help. See,
maybe
folks, we're here
should
for
be
you.
The guest host next time you need to take off. We'll just have him host the show for 2 hours. He can let it rip.
Yeah, there you go. Who's on line one there, Manny? Do I need to go to that or should I go to this? I'm just this or that. I only have about a minute left here before the break. Roads are terrible by White Shield and Partial, says one of our texters. Big pillow drips, terrible visibility. She's ugly out there, right? We just heard that. Our old friend Fred and Wing is on the phone. How about that, Fred? You got about a minute here, so just let me have your best 60 seconds here.
Well, that lady that called in about the newspaper. Now, I remember all my friends coming home from Vietnam, and I remember how that news media had us. I think I've talked to you about this before, but I just had to re-mention it. They had us convinced that these people were just bad. And you got to realize that that's local, because if you got ABC, NBC, CBS affiliates, that stuff's coming down from up top, and most of these people out here right in Bismarck are selected to give you their views. So it's perverse, and I don't know what to do about it, except if you do decide not to buy the paper or not to listen to the station, take five of your neighbors and tell them to do the same thing.
That would multiply a little bit, absolutely. You got to do something about it. I think the best thing you can do is call the publisher, call the manager, call somebody in charge, write a letter. But, if it gets to the point where you're just being blown off, you got to do something about it. Otherwise,
really hard. It's hard to call a large monopoly. It really is. It's hard to get hold of. It really is.
Not North Dakota, frankly.
We listen.
Appreciate you, Fred. Thank you. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. We'll find out about that meeting yesterday with Governor Burgum and ranchers around Dapples. Talking saunas today with Vince Webger from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. We've talked a lot about the Hot Spring Spa. The hot tubs are the best. I have one. I own one. I don't have a sauna, and you've told me I should. Why?
Well, it's really a health and wellness device like no other. It does a lot of the same things that a hot tub does, but it does even more. For instance, it boosts your immune system. Every time you sit in a sauna, you get that natural runner's high because their body's releasing the natural endorphins, and that's why you come out of it feeling like Superman or Superwoman. You're really charged up, your energy levels are high, and it's because of that you don't, you don't need a flu shot. Your immune system is at an all-time high if you sit in a sauna on a regular basis.
And they're easy. Plug them in.
Yeah, if you got an outlet in the home, you have the number one product on the planet, as said by the Mayo Clinic for Health and Wellness.
Simple as that. Stop and see Vince and his team at a Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 location near you, Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo, too.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month, get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.